is an Auburn Network production.
On the line on ESPN 106.7, ESPNAU.com, and the Radio Alabama app. To be a part of the show, call 334-321-1390 or text in at 334-784-1685. The boys are bringing you all the action on the Auburn Opelika Sports Leader. When it comes to the Tigers, the SEC, and the hottest topics in sports, this is where you want to be. Live from Auburn, Alabama, straight from the ESPN 106.7 studio, here's Christian Griffin and Trip Upton.
With you not in the studio here this afternoon as we are live from Winter Timber Outdoors celebrating their big one-year anniversary. Make sure to come by and see us, man. So much being put out right now. So much that I was here just a couple of weeks ago. Looks so different. And so you never know what you're going to see whenever you walk in here to Winter Timber Outdoors. We'll continue to tell you more about that here in this segment and as the show goes along. But happy Friday, everybody. Another hot one, but no complaints whatsoever. However, here on our side of things, it's a multi-celebratory day because it's Friday, it's the weekend, we're here at Winter Timber Outdoors for our live remote, and it's the start of high school football season, at least in East Alabama, in the Auburn Opelika area. Man, we are absolutely ecstatic to be able to get things going here in just a couple of hours here, less than 5 hours from kickoff over at the Duck, as well as Judd Scott Field, and so excited to be able to bring you all of that on our family of radio stations. But here on ESPN 106.7, I mentioned it, I'm Christian Griffin here with you, not in the studio, my man, who is now to my left, not in front of me here this afternoon, Trip Upton, my man, happy Friday. Hopefully all is well. I know that we are continuing to work our way down the home stretch to the high school football season.
Oh, dude, it's been a great Friday thus far. Just getting ready for Toe Meets Leather tonight at Judd Scott at the Duck. I know you're fired up, and our man Caleb Robertson running the sticks for us from the studio is fired up. He'll be with you over with Lee Scott taking on Glenwood. But it's a great day to be here at Winter Timber Outdoors. Come by, check it out. I'm looking at some fantastic merchandise right now. I see a t-shirt off to my left that has the college game day desks with some birds behind it. I think that is phenomenal. I know, you know, being a college football fan, you'd love that one. There's some nice Auburn shirts to my right, some Sitka gear. Everything you could want as an outdoorsman is here, and it's been a great Friday. It was a great Thursday night last night watching those Central Phoenix City Red Devils get whooped. There's no better way to say it than those by the Thompson Warriors. Trent Seaborn, 300 yards, 4 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious, that was the game of the weekend, but my attention now is fully on Hewitt Trustful and Auburn High tonight. I know your attention is fully on LSA and Glenwood tonight, at least for the high school thing, kind of things. But hang out with us for 2 hours here. Come by Winter Timber Outdoors. Come say hello. Check out their wonderful merchandise that they have here.
Yeah, again, so much that they have for you. You mentioned it. The all of the little casual wear off to our left. You have some of the Auburn polos, some of the Auburn fishing shirts as well. I'm a big fan of all of their hat collection. Down off to the right side in front of us, that's the first place that I tend to go every single time that I'm here at Winter Timber Outdoors. Again, we're here celebrating their big one-year anniversary. You can stop by and come and see us here this afternoon to appreciate, or to support rather, Customer Appreciation Day as well as Saturday. Man, there's going to be so much. They're kicking off the hunting season with free food. They're giving giveaways, huge sales throughout the store. Make sure to be here this afternoon as we will be here from 2 to 6, us from 2 to 4, and Bill Cameron in the drive will be taking you the rest of the way, taking you to the start of the weekend from 4 to 6. But Friday and Saturday right here. If you're not at Duck Sanford Stadium, you're not over at Judd Scott Field, Winter Timber Outdoors is the place that you need to be. Here on today's show, I mentioned it in the little teaser, another twist in the world of the NCAA. I think I can say the NCAA, semi-professional sports, whatever the case may be, because, again, every single day you wake up, you look at the clock, You look at what emails you have, and then you look and see what the NCAA did. You look at the changes that were made, because every single day it's going to be something different. We're going to dive into that here this afternoon. Also, talk about how Auburn is affected by this change. We're going to get our guy Brody Thomas in here, the general manager of Winter Timber Outdoors. See him over in the back right now, but definitely going to spend some time with him talking all things Winter Timber. Also talking a little UT football, maybe. I've been told that the Volunteers are winning 10 games this year. Is that what I'm being told? We don't know who the quarterback is, but you can book 10 wins over in Neyland Stadium. So we'll be able to talk a little bit of ball with him as well here in hour number one. Also, some other basketball news that we want to drop on the cool, on the positive side of things that doesn't deal with the semi-professional sports, actually deals with the professional game in the NBA, and what the Auburn Tigers have a really cool opportunity to experience and the fans will have to experience here in the next coming months. And so we greatly appreciate everybody for being here with us here on the Friday edition of On the Line, live from Winter Timber Outdoors. And before we dive into any content, we do want to remind you that Neville Arena is the place to be this weekend, starting tomorrow and Sunday, for the inaugural card and memorabilia show presented by On to Victory. You can head over to OnToVictory.com/card show. To find out more about their two-day events featuring more than 150 vendor tables with a huge selection of sports cards, memorabilia, and collectibles. Plus, some vendors will even have Pokemon cards. Neville Arena will play host to all of the above. Plus, there will be celebrity autographs from the likes of Chris Davis. You have Tim Hudson, Dale Murphy, Andrew Jones, Dominique Wilkins. You never know who's going to stop by and make an appearance there. So make sure that you are there as well. Make your way from Winter Timber Outdoors to the card and memorabilia show. Again, August 21st and 22nd, Aubie is going to be there as well. There's plenty of room for a kids zone as well, making those activities for the two-day event even more memorable. You can get VIP packaging as well by visiting OnToVictory.com/card show and start planning your weekend with On to Victory legendary athletes along with Auburn student athletes of today. OnToVictory.com/card show. And my man, the class of 2022 has gone through the ringer, I would say, in this offseason. And I will preface all of this by saying, is this not absolutely this might be the most exhausting college football, college sports offseason that I think we've ever seen. It feels like there is something new every single day. You don't know what it's going to be. I need toe to meet leather. I need it to be week zero. I need it to be week one, because I need the drama to be an upset in Happy Valley. I need an upset to be wherever the case may be. I cannot stand talking about this every single day. It's absolutely exhausting.
I don't disagree with you there, Christian. You know, thinking about off seasons in the past, the only one that comes to mind for me is that off season, I think 2023, when the Pac-12 basically said, peace out, we're going to go.
That was the conference realignment offseason.
Yes, which every day you had to basically wait for a Brent McMurphy, a Pete Nakos, a Pete Thamel tweet and basically said, okay, where's my team going? Where's my conference going to do now? Wait, why are we in the ACC? We're in Berkeley, California. But it just, as someone that loves college sports, it's really frustrating when all of the attention is happening off the field and in courtrooms instead of on the court and on the field.
Yeah, so the NCAA granted stay in the Colorado lawsuit denying fifth-year eligibility for some of the 2022, the class of 22 athletes. No way that the word some has any sort of gray area in terms of rulings in college sports, right? What? No way. So, yes, yay, congratulations. There are no more eligibility for the class of 22, right? It feels like all is somewhat right in the world. Wrong. Because further on in that act, further on in the statement and in the lawsuit, it says they are ineligible, these players, the class of 2022 athletes, are ineligible unless they have their own separate lawsuit. Now, partner, I'm not necessarily the smartest, but does that not just create even more loopholes? Does that not just create even more of a personal attack that the individual now has over the NCAA? Because instead of making this a group project, everybody's going to submit their own project, and now the teacher's going to have to grade every single one of them, and it has to be the exact same mindset. There's only one right answer, and my gosh, if I found out that you got this letter wrong and I got this letter right, you're going to raise an absolute fit, and you're going to sue, and you're going to do whatever the case may be, whatever you need to do. The season starts in 8 days.
Yeah, I don't understand. I mean, you look at what they're trying to do. It is a step in the right direction because it's not a blanket waiver. It's not a regardless of your circumstance, regardless if you're in the NFL, on a preseason squad, regardless in whatever you do, you don't get eligibility. You have to have a very specific case, and then we will look at it case by case, merit by merit. I think that makes a lot more sense, but it just creates a lot more, like you said, the individual scenario, which is going to gum it up, and basically it's whoever establishes precedent first is going to get in.
Yeah, so earlier this summer, this is an article written by CBS Sports. It says, earlier this summer, Colorado District Judge Charlotte Sweeney ruled that some of the members of the 2022 class would be granted a fifth year of eligibility, despite a later clarification that athletes who signed NFL contracts would be ineligible for a return to college football. Rookies across the league have been exploring NCAA comebacks. We talked a lot about that yesterday, which with guys, Jack Pyburn is kind of the main guy that stands out in this entire situation, having two sacks in an NFL preseason game, and is now all of a sudden going back and exploring routes to go back to college football. And that's what stands out in terms of that. But again, that was a restraining order with 15 other individuals because they have their own temporary restraining order. The Tenth Circuit's ruling does not affect them. So essentially, if you go and you get a personal temporary restraining order, wherever hometown is or wherever your college is, because I'll get to that here in just a moment, but you can now go get an individual one. You can go get and say, you know what, I know that the group project wasn't allowed, but do you think you could still let me in? Do you think you could still get what we need to do? Players who were granted TROs and injunctions from other lawsuits are not impacted by this order. This is a tweet from Chris Hummer. Says, expect many players who are back on rosters hoping to use their fifth year to join separate lawsuits seeking their years back. And so that brings up the question that I wanted to get to you of, at what point, and this feels so backwards to say, because I understand the lack of value and the lack of prestige that this brings to the game of college football with the competitive advantage. Even Steve Sarkisian in Tampa, Florida, when we were at SEC Media Days, talked about how he hated to have to go like this. But in order to keep a job, in order to get wins, you felt as if you had to stay on top of this. You felt as if it's what you needed to do so that way you could compete on the football field for 60 minutes. At what point do you almost feel bad for some of these colleges? Because say you thought you had a left tackle and now all of a sudden you play in 8 days, all of a sudden, oh no, I now have a roster spot that I have to go try and get filled.
Well, I think that it'd be one thing if this court decision had happened 6 months ago and they were able to do that and make it a thing where it's like, okay, you've had time to enter the transfer portal. You've had time to do this. This has been in the past 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
Most serious college rosters are going to have their rosters filled. At least maybe you have a spot or two where you're able to get some depth, kind of like a Trey Taylor. But 99% of rosters, unless you're LSU basketball, are full. I don't think there's any worry there for what serious programs are going to have. However, I do feel bad for the schools only in the regard of if there was some kind of extraneous circumstance, like, okay, this kid has worked his tail off and he's been given one more year. He didn't get to play and now he doesn't get to play versus a guy that's at his fifth school in 5 years.
Sure.
And trying to get into the transfer portal, or Thomas
it's the feel-good story. Yeah. Versus what you hear about and what a majority of the players are trying to take advantage of.
For sure.
I mean, it's crazy to think about. CBS Sports says, while this new ruling may be a victory for the NCAA, it will trigger another wave of lawsuits as more members of the 2022 class seek their own temporary restraining orders and injunctions. The phone lines are open for the first part of today's program. If you'd like to be a part of it, 334-321-1390. Connected to our buddy Caleb Robertson back in the studio. He'll be able to connect you to us here at Winter Timber Outdoors. But the Send Medicine text box is always open as well at 334-784-1685. That's probably the easiest way to get to us here. Yes. This afternoon. afternoon, 334-784-1OTL. And the text box is brought to you by Send Medicine. At Send Medicine, you get VIP medical care with direct access to your personal physician. With more than 20 years of emergency room experience, Dr. Eric Sen is bringing personalized, access-driven health care to the Plains. You can become a member today. You can find out more. You can find out everything that Send Medicine is doing for every stage of life, whether that's pre-college, whether you're in college and hearing about this for the first time, whether you're in the early adulthood, whether you're in the part where you're starting to send your kids to college or you've already hit the full-on retirement stage. You can find out more. Become a member today. Find out what meets your goals by visiting sendmedicine.com. Again, that's sennmedicine.com. And we head there now to start with everything, and got a text in the Send Medicine text box that says, I'm ready to stick all of these restraining orders where the sun does not shine.
Real. I mean, that would be the best way to put them, because it just doesn't make any sense why we're doing this 8 days before the college football season. Games kick off next weekend. We have one more Saturday without college football, which chills. I know I did, thinking that's the last weekend. But at the same time, we shouldn't be worrying about roster spots right now. We should be worrying about position battles. We should be worried about who's the starting quarterback going to be, who's playing where week one. What color are we wearing in the stadium week one?
Yeah, are we going home and home like a bunch of these teams are talking about doing? And to Auburn and Tennessee, we'll get his thoughts on Brody Thomas's thoughts on that as well, with both teams for the next 2 years going to their home jerseys. And so, again, it's a wild concept that you feel like is ever-changing, and goes to show you that you never really know if the transfer portal is open, if the transfer portal is closed. And so you might as well just recruit whoever you want, whenever you want. And Josh Allen may make his way back to Wyoming or hit the portal, and you never really know who he's going to play for. It brings up the secondary question that we'll answer before we head to break, because want to get this thought out there as well. If you don't feel bad for the schools necessarily, and I understand that what you were saying of, you know, the 99% of guys are those depth pieces, but for a guy like Tommy Castellanos or some of those big quarterbacks that are trying to go get a starting job, if there's a school that gets affected by something like this, at what point does the school sue the NCAA? At what point does the school try and create one of those restraining orders? That way, your quarterback can still go play for you because you have no repercussions. Nothing else truly matters. Do you see what I'm saying? It's all of a sudden of, okay, instead of the individual being greater than just about everything, you know what? If he doesn't play, we can't get 8 wins. We can't get 9 wins. We can't make a college football playoff appearance without somebody like this. You know what? The University of Texas. You know what? Penn State.
You've caused me to lose money, and that means that I have a right to sue you.
I'm at the risk of losing money by losing games, and that's going to make the ripple effect of the fans are going to be unhappy. Ticket sales are going to go down. Merchandise. And that makes it to where the head coach then is at a threat to lose his job, all because of this. Again, there's a constant ripple effect. There's a constant snowball that happens with every single decision in semi-professional sports that are happening right now. And it's absolutely exhausting. I tell you what, man, we need to get to the college football season, because hopefully it won't happen. There will be some sort of mid-season ban. There will be some sort of mid-season 5-for-5, like what you talked about yesterday, where you get halfway through the season and all of a sudden, you know what, these guys can't play anymore. Sorry, that's what we ended up deciding to rule on. There's going to be some sort of lawsuit that happens, but at least give me games to talk about, so that way I don't wake up and want to throw up by having to deal with whatever the NCAA wants to put in my mouth.
100% Christian. And, you know, you mentioned Thomas Castellanos, and I can't feel bad for him. I'm sorry. You know, you did good. You beat Alabama. You did what you're supposed to do for what Auburn fans wanted you to do. You didn't come here, but that's okay. You know, I think we ended up with Byron Brown. I think everyone's happy with that. But if you weren't going to go to the NFL after that last season where you played your best football as a Seminole, odds are another season in college football isn't going to make you a ton of money and isn't going to get you to the NFL.
You wouldn't think, but you never know because it
might.
You never know. It's gonna create a benefit. It should or it shouldn't. We never truly know. And you feel like that's how you feel with all of college sports right now. You never know what you're gonna wake up to, and that's what we woke up to here this morning. But here this afternoon, we're here live at Winter Timber Outdoors. Make sure to come out and see us again, celebrating their 1 year, their big 1 year anniversary. We're gonna be able to talk to the general manager, Mr. Brody Thomas, here in just a couple of moments. But gonna go ahead and take a break, come back, and we'll get back to the Send Medicine text box and talk about if there's any Auburn players, any SEC players that are currently affected by everything that we're talking about. We're just off and running here on the Friday edition of On the Line. Stick around.
You're on the line with Christian Griffin and Trip Upton. Be a part of the show by calling 334-321-1390 or text us at 334-784-1685.
Back here on the Friday edition of On the Line here on ESPN 106.7. Not in the studio. We're live here at Winter Timber Outdoors celebrating their big one-year anniversary celebration. My goodness, so much new to look around when you're at Winter Timber Outdoors. I feel like, again, I was in here just a couple of weeks ago, and you're still seeing stuff that you didn't see the last time that you were in here. So make sure, come out and see us. Come out and look at some of these fantastic discounts as well. You see a whole lot of slashes and a whole lot of red numbers, which is usually a pretty dang good sign for you, a pretty dang good sign for your wallet as well. And so again, highly recommend everybody coming out and checking us out. We're here from 2 to 6 here on ESPN 106.7. Myself and Tripp from 2 to 4, and then Bill Cameron, I believe Coach Don Dunn making his way here as well. They'll be able to take you the rest of the way. They will be able to take you to the start of high school football season with Auburn and Lee Scott Academy just about. And a fantastic way, man, to get the weekend started. It doesn't quite feel like fall yet, but everything beyond the overall temperature gives you the feeling that it's finally time for high school football season.
Yeah, I was we were at the 7th and 8th grade game at Duck Sanford Stadium last night, getting some stuff done, just kind of testing, making sure what we can do. And it was hot out in the press box, myself and Jack Hudden, making sure.
I think that's politically correct enough to say, yeah, it was hot.
It's hot.
Oh, I know. I was.
Yeah. It was boiling. It was the stamen.
It's an understatement.
If anything that you want, any synonym that you want to give, and keep in mind, I am not someone that is uncomfortable in the heat, but I got out of there. When I left that night after working at some stuff at the station, I got the biggest drink from a certain chicken place that is directly next to this building, and drank that in about 10 minutes. It was pretty impressive.
We head back to the Send Medicine text box at 334-784-1685. Again, you can always be a part of that. 334-784-1OTL. And diving a little bit more into, the twists and turns of NCAA sports and how the class of 2022 players who exhausted their eligibility are now mostly back to being ineligible. Got a text that says, as much as we talk about the facilities and the NIL and everything else under the sun to get a competitive advantage, I have always found it very strange that we don't talk about the effect that officiating has in these games. There is altogether way too much money invested in these games to have outcomes like Auburn's games last year against Oklahoma, Georgia, or even Alabama, or a specific example last night with the Marlins and the Orioles and Pete Alonso. Did you see the clip
around? I did not know.
Pete Alonso pulled a break ball down the left field line, and it went over the foul pole. And first off, the fact that we haven't been able to look at, we have all of these lasers in NFL footballs and first downs and pylons, and don't get me started on that frustrating topic, but a ball that went right over the left field foul pole was called foul. They then went to review it, because anything past the base, you can go and you review. The fact that the Marlins got screwed, I believe this was against the Phillies, had a bases loaded line drive down the right field line that the first base umpire called foul. Ended up reviewing it, calling it fair, but because of that, it would have cleared the bases. Ended up, they had to rule it like a ground rule double to where they put runners on second and third. Marlins ended up losing by one, so I don't know if this is just survival of the fittest or just what goes around comes around, because now they were the benefits, because Pete Alonso hit a home run, again, over the left field foul pole, and they called it foul. They went back and reviewed it, and I think everybody just about in America is in agreement that it was a fair ball. Even after review, you can go and look at so many different angles officials, but they still found a way to say that there wasn't enough evidence to overturn everything, and so they kept it a foul ball. Pete Alonso was absolutely pissed, as he probably should have been. The Orioles go on and lose the game by two. And so, again, just things like that, that when you look at the one-off scenarios, the one-off things of, you can give the, okay, it's a human making a human call, like that aspect you're okay with, but I completely agree. I think that's a fascinating topic of conversation, that we talk so much about everything that the players and the teams can control, and I understand the control what you can control factor, yes, but when half of everything that goes on is out of your control, yet it ultimately determines what you end up doing, whether that's a win, a loss, whether that's what your season as a whole is going to look like. This is much more than just, oh, okay, this is an interception versus an incomplete pass, or this is a fumble versus his knee was down. I mean, These are big-time factors that you see happening more and more, and I think that's a fascinating thought, that this hasn't been talked about enough.
Yeah, and I think that, like, for the Pete Alonso example, that surprised me because, you know, I understand a judgment call where, okay, is the ball out? Is it not out? Is it over this line as his knee hits the ground? Is this ball a catch or not? There's a lot of judgment calls in those. If you can't tell if a ball went to the left or to the right of a yellow pole,
yeah,
that's a little concerning.
Especially, again, after a video review where there are cameras that are basically like pylon shots of looking right down it, but they couldn't tell exactly when the ball went over the foul pole, if it was in fair territory or foul territory. I mean, it's wild.
Yeah, that doesn't make much sense. Officiating does make a big difference in a game, and I'm not going to sit here and be like one of those guys that's like, yeah, you know, officials are off, we need to get rid of them, because I think they are necessary. I think they do a lot more good than they do bad. I just get concerned when there's, it just seems like with all of the NIL, especially gambling nowadays, is very, very concerning with what access and what ability can be taken.
Sorry, I think my mic disconnected there for a second. No, I completely agree. I think it's all we want. We are okay with the human aspect. But if you look at technology, don't go back and then point at the officials, or then go back and point at technology. All we want is some sort of seamless middle ground. And I feel like that's all we can truly ask for.
Seriously, let's just make it. That's why we need videos in the control rooms, guys. But only the ACC can do it right. Imagine that.
Only the ACC. Never thought we'd give props to the ACC here on this Friday edition.
Exactly.
Of On the Line, live at Winter Timber Outdoors. I tell you what, the general manager, Mr. Brody Thomas, joins us when we come back.
You're on the line, and we're just 30 minutes in. Now back to the studio with Christian Griffin and Trip Upton on ESPN 106.7.
30 minutes into the Friday edition of On the Line here on ESPN 106.7, live from Winter Timber Outdoors. Man, come out, check us out. We're right across the neighborhood Walmart. You can go and get whatever you need to make your way in here. Again, there's a whole lot of slashes through numbers, a whole lot of red numbers, which means it's a pretty good sign for you, a pretty good sign for what your weekend, what your future may hold. He is Trip Upton. I'm Christian Griffin. Appreciate everybody for being here with us. And let's bring in the man that knows more about it than just about anybody. Brody Thomas, the GM here at Winter Timber Outdoors. My man, good to see you again. Hopefully all is well. I know you said you're running around, but if that's the worst case scenario, it's a pretty good problem to have.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm glad y'all are here.
I believe so.
Should be.
Gosh, new guys over here, am I right?
Golly. There you go.
Now I think I'm out. Are we back?
Are we good?
Nope.
There we go.
I hear myself now.
We got you.
I think
now.
We're good.
had to fully put the headset in.
That's why we're the on-site producer, baby.
There you go. No, I'm glad y'all are here, guys. It's great to see y'all. And, you know, the year we've been here, it's been a great partnership with y'all, you know, this past year. So excited to have y'all in store and be a part of what is already a one-year anniversary for us being open here. It doesn't seem like it. But
that's what I was going to say. The fact that we were here, right. Jacob and I were here a year ago, and we saw more of the floor than just about anything else. And now, I mean, you got to turn sideways half the time just to try and fit down the aisle, fit to go see what polo you want to wear. It's a good problem
to have. Yeah, I mean, it's always a a moving puzzle and trying to figure out the pieces, especially right now with us, you know, getting all of this year's new hunt stuff in and apparel and tree stands that we're sitting under right now.
Yeah.
Added a whole new lineup of those this year. So, yeah, it's great product for the consumer, and we'll figure out a way to navigate it as we go. But it's a good problem to have.
Very much yes. So. I know we were talking about some of the frustrations with Auburn coming back in town and school starting and traffic picking back up. But apparently for business, it's done pretty well.
We don't mind that.
You won't complain whatsoever about more students making their way to town for the hunter. I'll start it on that side of things. I know this is what some of the big discounts are. This is what big the priorities are. And so for anybody that's getting into the hunting season, the start of hunting season, why should they make their way here this weekend?
You know, first and foremost here at our store, aside from the quality in our products, we want you to have an experience. Whether you're coming in to buy something or not, we want this location to be an experience that you can come in. You know, we may talk to you too much, but we are going to greet every customer and welcome them in. And then, obviously, you know, we want to provide them with the best, whether it's a new firearm, new apparel, new tree stand. We have a full lineup of footwear. Whatever it is, we want to make sure that you walk out satisfied and with a great price. I feel like we're very competitive on our pricing, whether it is guns or a polo, like you mentioned a while ago. We're very competitive on that, so come check us out on that end. But, yeah, we got dove season coming up, so we're this weekend especially, we're going to kind of focus on that with some really good deals on a ton of our shotguns. We're going to have some combo deals and then just some really good sales anywhere from our Benelli's to Berettas to Franke to Browning across the board, semi-automatics, over under, side by sides. We're going to have a ton on sale. We've got you covered on your Dove loads. We carry the Migra stuff in here, which in my opinion is the best one out there right now. That's what I use myself and it works great. So we're fully stocked on that along with other brands that have a dove load as well. And then your accessories, whether it be your decoys or a seat, whatever it is, we've got you covered. Everything can be taken care of here in store.
Yeah, and you guys, you not only have a ton of, for the hunting, you said the gear, but also the apparel. You have a ton of great t-shirts, ton of good Auburn t-shirts.
Yes.
And the gear you wear out to the woods. Talk about how important that is for you guys, getting not just the hunter, but the Auburn clothes shopper in general.
Yes, yeah. We, obviously our camouflage takes up a good portion of the apparel section, but if you haven't been in here, we're not just a hunting store. Like you mentioned, our Auburn selection right here in front of us, we're still getting new stuff in this year, but we carry the Cutter and Buck Auburn polos, the quarter zips. We just picked up a new brand in Snaps, which makes a short sleeve button down Auburn shirt. We've got them in the blue. We've got white coming. We've got crew necks, t-shirts, some really cool stuff that still hadn't shown up. We're hoping it's here before the first home game. But yeah, we've got you covered on the Auburn side as well. We also carry Smathers and Branson, which is a higher end accessory line, but we have Auburn belts, wallets, flasks, you name it. We've got all the Auburn accessories, and like I said, still more coming. Then we also carry some of the more popular Southern brands, like Southern Point and Duck Camp, Dixie Decoy, Southern Shirt Company. So it's not just camouflage. We've got you covered on the everyday side as well with tops and great selection of shorts and swimwear, you name it, we've got you covered in here.
Brody Thomas, the general manager at Winter Timber Outdoors, here sitting down, taking some time, hopefully a good problem to have, being able to sit down for a few minutes. You'll just join us the entirety
that's
of the
fine
show
with me.
Right.
Yes.
I know this is probably a difficult question because again, you look around and you see so many different discounts, but is there anything that stands out to you, if you were walking in here as a shopper, as a customer, and you saw, okay, this is discounted, it would really catch your eye?
Yeah, so what I call the fun wall back there, our firearm section, we're already very competitive on our gun pricing, but this weekend especially, we're going to have several Benelli's and Brownings, up to $300 off of what was already a really good price. So, that's – and when it comes to the gun, we've got you covered, with the cases, the sling, whatever you need, your choke tubes, red dots – we've got you covered from A to Z. But yes, come check out our firearms, and we've got everything from all your shotguns down to your rifles. Great selection of pistols. We have a consignment section where it'll be used firearms, but some really good stuff. We've got stuff on the consignment rack that's never been shot before.
Sure.
So it's a new gun, but technically we have to sell it, you know, as a used firearm. So I've always got new stuff showing up on the consignment side. But, yeah, come – and that's one thing when people – and we've been trying to get the word out this first year, you know, yeah, we're a hunting store and we have guns. But I don't think that folks realize to what extent our firearm selection is. I mean, at any given time, we've got over 3,000 firearms. And we've got every price point covered in your shotgun, your rifle, your AR platforms, your pistols. And right now, going back to your original question, we are one of the very few stores in our area right now. So recently there was a court ruling that said the NFA, the National Firearms Act, was unconstitutional. So that covers your suppressors, your short-barreled rifles, anything like that, that you have to, up to this point, you had to do a fingerprint, you know, basically everything, including a DNA sample. I'm just kidding. But that's what it felt like. And you'd have to wait, you know, a couple of weeks or whatever it was. Well, now we are one of the few stores. We are transferring suppressors via 4473, meaning just like a firearm, you can come in, do a standard background check, and you walk out with it the same day.
That's awesome.
Nobody else around here is doing it.
No cup samples, right?
Right. Yes. Yes. You come in, do your normal 4473 and background check, and you will walk out today with a new suppressor. There is no more waiting period.
That's awesome.
Yes.
So much going on here at Winter Timber Outdoors, and I know that tomorrow is a big day for you as well. I know there's food, there's giveaways.
Yes.
So talk about everything that's going on tomorrow before we dive into what's happening here in a couple of Saturdays.
Yeah, sure. So, tomorrow we're it's kind of several different things just kind of combined together with us kicking off hunting season, obviously football season, with us being here for a year already. And then just the most important thing, we just want to, show our customers how much we appreciate your business. So, yeah, we're going to be – we got the grill. It's going to be set out front under our big tent all day tomorrow, and we're going to be cooking with free food, free drinks. Our really good friends over at Southern Mud Motorsports, which is located up on 280, they're going to have some boats and side-by-sides down here for you to check out. So those will be out front of the store as well. And then a lot of stuff to give away. Of course, great sales throughout the store. So, yeah, it's just going to be a fun day, just kind of a way – you know, it's still going to be 100 degrees out here, but it's just kind of the, you know, to get your mindset switched over to fall with football and hunting season coming up. So, yeah, we just want everybody to come out and hang out and have a good time, check out some of the deals, and just come be a part of the family that we've created over this past year.
We're here with Brody Thomas, the man at Winter Timber Outdoors, and it's going to be an exciting Saturday tomorrow, but some more exciting Saturdays are going to be coming up this fall. I want to get your thoughts. Talk about me about your Tennessee Volunteers. They kick off the season coming up soon. And what are your thoughts on the Vols and their quarterback situation coming into this year?
I feel optimistic about it. Either way, we're going to be putting a new guy out there, which seems like that's the case every year with Heupel. But then every new guy he throws out there somehow is in Heisman contention, you know. So I feel good, you know, our previous, you know, with Hendon Hooker. Comes over from Virginia Tech and a couple years ago, and gosh, he couldn't complete a forward pass up there, and comes in and Heupel's got him slinging all over the place. Same with Joey Aguilar, who's about to quit and become a fireman, and look what he did. So now we've got a five-star who I believe Faison's going to be the guy, Faison Brandon.
I agree.
So now you've got a freshman five-star that you're going to have several years to work with, which will be even more dangerous. You know, I think we're a year away from, you know, being one of those teams that, you know, when you're talking about the playoff, you automatically think about. But I think this year, you know, defense, we've had some unfortunate injuries during camp with starting safety and starting linebacker, but bring in Knowles, new defensive coordinator, who's been proven, you know, and he's a national champion defensive coordinator, so I feel good on the defensive side. And then offense, I really don't ever worry with Heupel with what he can throw out there. I mean, we got great receivers, probably a top five offensive line in the SEC. So I think the offense, you know, of course, going back to a new guy behind center, has a lot to do with it, especially in the SEC. But I think they've got the pieces, and whether that all comes together this year for a 9-3, 10-2 season, or it could very easily be a 7-5 season. You just never know. But I'm cautiously optimistic about it.
So. I love the fact that it's become common instead of under center, behind center, because nobody's in the I form anymore. I mean, you're 5 yards back just about every time. And so even you saying it was like, oh, yeah, it sounds completely normal. Yeah. He's behind center instead of under center. You mentioned a guy like Hendon Hooker, and although that you bleed Rocky Top, you're here in the Auburn area. Yes. I know you hear a lot about Alex Golish, offensive coordinator, when he was there with Hendon Hooker. And so what are some of your thoughts? Because I know that's the biggest tie with Tennessee and Alex Golish. Your thoughts when Golish spent his time up in Neyland Stadium?
I mean, obviously you saw, you know, the production on the field, but when it came to the Auburn situation, you know, when they first started looking, I was like, man, if for some reason y'all were able to keep, you know, defensive coaching in place, which they did, and get Golish, like, you're sitting pretty. And sure enough, that's what they went out to do. And, you know, I think Auburn is in a really good position with him being a head coach down here now. He's an offensive genius. Now, you know, does that translate?
You're going to hurt the Auburn fans if you say offensive genius. We've heard that for decades.
Right, yes. You know, now does it translate to him being a head coach / CEO at the SEC level? Some guys that are great coordinators, we've seen what happens to them when they get to the SEC and throw them in that head coaching role. They just can't handle the full scope of what it takes to be an SEC, a competitive SEC head coach. So that's yet to be seen. But, you know, I just think his schemes and his numbers with what he's done so far, and, of course, bringing in Brown with him from USF and several other players. But one that I'm excited to see here is Chaz Nimrod, Tennessee guy. Matter of fact, he was in here. He's been doing a lot of shopping with us. So,
that's awesome.
So, yeah, I was glad to see him, you know, because with him starting at Tennessee and then transferring and now at Auburn, I think he'll be a good addition that he brought with him. But, yeah, I always tell people, especially living here now, if I weren't a Tennessee fan, I'd be an Auburn fan. I was going to come to school here until ended up playing college football at Jacksonville State. But my plan was to come to Auburn. I've always liked Auburn. It's not one of those rivalries, you know, like the team across the state the other way with Georgia either, down in Florida, where we just straight up hate them. I like Auburn, you know. So, and I think the feeling's kind of mutual from Auburn fans on the Tennessee side. So
feels that way now, but week five gets here. And
there you go. These next 2 years are going to be.
Tennessee breaking out the new Smoky Grays for the Auburn game, right?
Yes.
And so, man, just I know the Auburn fans take that as they need the extra juice, but you feel as if Tennessee's always been one, and they're one of the best media teams as well. Yes. I remember their Halloween blackout jerseys with
Best reveal video.
I don't think that I would disagree with something like that. Looking in the mirror and like the spider form crawling across the jerseys. But are you a fan of the Smoky Grays?
Oh, yeah.
What's different? Honestly, I haven't looked too much into it. What's different this year with the Smoky Grays, other than, I guess, the Adidas
logo? It's more of a tribute to General Neyland, obviously, who the stadium's named after. But if you look at the sleeves, it's got, like, original blueprints of the arches in Neyland Stadium. So that'll be on the sleeve. And I believe one of the maxims that Neyland put in place, that Tennessee uses before every game, one of the key phrases in there is carry the fight. And I think that's embroidered. Maybe, I can't remember if it's on the front of the back, but that'll be on there. And then the helmet, they're gonna have some tribute to Neyland era stuff there too. It's kind of a tribute to General Neyland and the stadium as well, which is obviously named after him. But I don't know if it's going to top that black uniform we were just talking about as my favorite, but it's really close. It's really cool with what they did.
Going old school helmet,
even
looking,
the
old school cleats as
the
well.
Cleats.
Yeah.
They're the gray with the orange and kind of the old school look there. So it's really cool what they did with this year's Smoky Gray. So I'm excited to actually see them on the field. And once again, when they introduced them, they did a whole video yesterday that kind of went all the way back through time with General Neyland and why this particular, you know, whether it's the pattern on the sleeve or, like I said, that carry the fight slogan, they, you know, kind of went through and explained why it's part of the jersey. So really cool with what they've done with that. So I'm excited to see it.
Yeah, and I want to ask about your alma mater, Jacksonville State, having they play next weekend against North Dakota State. How excited are you for the Gamecocks this season? I got the opportunity to sit down with Coach Charles Kelly, and he said it's going to be a great season.
I agree.
In Jacksonville.
Yeah, I mean, they're returning a lot. I think it's, you know, I think they win that conference again. If not, they're right there in the fight for it. So Kelly's brought a lot of lot of energy to that program. And, I think they're going to have a really good year. Got some proven talent at quarterback and several other positions on the offense. So should be a really good year again for them.
Brody Thomas here, the general manager of Winter Timber Outdoor, sitting down, taking some time to join us here on the Friday edition of On the Line as we are live from Winter Timber Outdoor, celebrating their 1 year, their big 1 year anniversary. And again, it's crazy to think that it's already been a year since we sat in these seats right here. Well, again, we've made the jokes plenty of times that if one of us is ever out, you're walking into the studio and you're filling our seats.
So I love it.
When Fridays get here and we do our college game day type of pickle, man, you're joining us one day and we'll keep records and we'll see what we can do. Awesome. Well, we appreciate your time. Come back and join us here in hour number two as well. We're going to head to break before we got to take a quick break before we wrap up hour number one, dive into hour number two, and continue talking about the mess that the college sports world is in, the semi-professional sports world is in, and how that's going to affect some specific players in the SEC, also some Auburn Tigers in there as well. All of that coming up, but we wrap up hour number one when we come back.
You are on the line with Christian Griffin and Trip Upton on ESPN 106.7, ESPNAU.com, and on the Radio Alabama app.
Wrapping up hour number one here on the Friday edition of On the Line, live from Winter Timber Outdoors here right across, right next to the neighborhood Walmart. And again, able to sit down for a little bit, and so sticking with us only about a minute or so, but we'll keep you on for hour number two if we're hanging out for a little bit. Brody Thomas still here with us on the headsets, and so again, while we have just a minute or two, I know we were talking about that form, and so wanted to give you the opportunity to plug that one more time before we get to break, just so that way anybody that missed our conversation just a few moments ago knows that, man, you can walk in here. You can pick out the firearm. You can go through the process. Mm-hmm. You can swipe the credit card, do whatever you need to do. You can walk back out with it the next day, or that same day.
So what we touched on earlier, we are one of the few stores in the state of Alabama that is, with the recent court ruling, overrule or saying that the NFA was unconstitutional, which in that category is your suppressors and your short barrel rifles, short barrel shotguns, which right now, up until this past week, you've had to do several forms for. You know, there's a waiting period. But starting this past Monday, we started transferring suppressors via 4473 and Nick's background check, which in simple terms is the same way you buy your rifle, your pistol, your shotgun. So, yes, you can come in today. Do that standard background check, and you walk out with your suppressor. There is no more waiting period on them.
Man.
So it's great.
What more could you ask for? And then when you walk in there and you see the slashes again through the original price that you said was already, again, extremely competitive, now up to $300 off, depending on what you're looking at, what you point at, whatever you need for the weekend and for hunting season, no better way to get it started right here. All right, on the way out, we got like 30 seconds. A team that you're too high on in the SEC, a team that you're too low on for this upcoming season?
A team that I wouldn't say me, but I think everybody is Auburn as far as being too low on. Kind of like what we talked about a while ago. And then the team that probably too high on, I have to see what Arch Manning does.
Just say Alabama.
Well, I'm not even worried about it. But who knows what Sarkisian does with the pressure and Arch Manning. We'll see.
There we go. Love it. The political correct answer as well. Way too low on Auburn. We'll continue talking more court orders, more NCAA, and whatever else is on your mind here. Hour number two here at Winter Timber Outdoors is coming up.
You are on the line on ESPN 106.7, ESPNAU.com, and the Radio Alabama app. To be a part of the show, call 334-321-1390 or text in at 334-784-1685. The boys are bringing you all the action on the Auburn Opelika Sports Leader. When it comes to the Tigers, the SEC, and the hottest topics in sports, this is where you want to be.
More court rulings, more decisions, and how that affects the Auburn Tigers and the other teams in the SEC coming up here in hour number two.
Now, live from Auburn, Alabama, straight from the ESPN 106.7 studio, here's Christian Griffin and Tripp Upton.
Hour number one in the books. We welcome you into hour number two here on the Friday edition of On the Line. He is Tripp Upton. I'm Christian Griffin. We appreciate everybody for being here with us. Appreciate those that have already made their way out here to Winter Timber Outdoors as well. Coming in, grabbing some free swag, some ESPN 106.7 shirts, some Lee Scott Sports Network shirts, and I guess you can grab some Auburn High Sports Network gear if you need to as well. But all sorts of koozies, all sorts of pens, all sorts of cups. You can just keep those in your car here today. So that way, when you make your way back up here tomorrow for all the free food, all of the free drinks, you have a very easy, a very reliable source to keep your beverages cool, because nothing else, no other part of your body is going to be cool. But again, with the amount of food that they're giving out, the amount of drinks and everything, you're going to have a good time here live at Winter Timber Outdoors here on the Friday edition of On the Line. So many things to celebrate here this afternoon. We're celebrating Friday. We're celebrating the weekend. We're celebrating the one-year anniversary of Winter Timber Outdoors, and we're also celebrating the start of high school football season with Lee Scott Academy and the Auburn High Sports Network. We're going to talk a little bit more about that here in hour number two. Again, a big-time shout-out to our guy Caleb Robertson back in the ESPN 106.7 studio, holding everything down, making sure that we get on the airwaves, making sure that we're still able to give you all of the information, whether that's information that makes you happy or information that kind of makes you mad. Again, it's halfway the job. That's the outro as well, whether you love it, whether you hate it. And a lot of the stuff in college sports, a lot of people are not necessarily fond of. And so we were able to talk a lot about that in hour number one on the latest twists, the latest turns in NCAA sports. As the class of 2022, who exhausted their eligibility, they are now mostly back to being ineligible unless they have their own separate lawsuits. And so you can do with that what you will, because it just brings up a lot of question marks, a lot of eyebrow raises, and my only answer to that is correct. Yes, it does. Yes. It brings up even more question marks. We talked a lot about that and how the drama with the season starting in 8 days is a crime, right? You should be sitting there, man, worrying about your week zero opponent, worrying about your week one opponent, worrying about the quarterback battle. Who's going to be your starting left guard? Who's going to be that backup week side safety if your top guy goes down? But instead, we're making sure that the guys can play 19 years of college athletics. And so all of that was in hour number one. Also had a really good conversation with Brody Thomas, the general manager here at Winter Timber Outdoors. All of that was in hour number one. If you missed any of it, you can always go back and check it out at our podcast center at ESPNAU.com.
And in hour number two, we'll look at the latest development from NBA 2K and see how the Auburn Tigers will be doing that. We'll also look at what the SEC non-conference slate is looking like, as well as count you down to kickoff here and get ready for some action on Wings 94.3 and AU 100.3 if you want to listen to Christian and Lee Scott. But look, phone lines are open. Caleb can be able to answer your call and pass you through. Give us a call at 334-321-1390, and the text box is always open. The Send Medicine text box at 334-784-1685. The text box is brought to you by Send Medicine. There you get VIP medical care with direct access to your personal physician. With 20-plus years of emergency room experience, Dr. Eric Send is bringing personalized, access-driven healthcare to the plains for everyone. Become a member today by visiting sendmedicine.com. That's S-E-N-N medicine.com. And a lot of big stuff happening this weekend, not only with the Winter Timber Outdoors one-year anniversary show, but also in Neville Arena, Christian.
Yes, Neville Arena is the place to be August 22nd and 23rd for the inaugural Card and Memorabilia Show presented by On to Victory. You can head over there to ontovictory.com/card show to find out more about that two-day event with more than 150 vendor tables with a huge selection of sports cards, memorabilia, and collectibles. Plus, some vendors will even have Pokemon cards. I didn't realize this until we were able to speak with the national championship-winning quarterback, a guy that you hear on the Auburn Sports Network, Mr. Jason Campbell, that it was $15 and $25? Is that,
oh, yeah.
Is that correct for the ticket pricing? I thought it would have been a heck of a lot more than just that. I guess that's the entry fee, but my goodness, with everything that you have that can take place inside Neville Arena, again, you can let the little ones run around for a little bit. Aubie's going to be there. There's kid zones, and so the place you need to be this weekend, if you're not here at Winter Timber Outdoors, and when you're not here after you are at your after you're here at the Duck and over your over at Duck, Judd Scott Field, that is, make your way over to Neville Arena. Again, you can find out more about VIP packaging in there as well by visiting ontovictory.com/card show. Card show is all one word. And start planning your weekend with On to Victory, legendary athletes alongside Auburn student athletes as well. It's ontovictory.com/card show. And do want to quickly hit on a little bit of what we talked about in hour number one, talking about the latest twists and turns in NCAA sports, again, with the class of 22, some of them no longer having eligibility. And this is something, the name will continue to grow, but right now, we were able to talk not too long ago about a little bit of basketball news with Colby King making his way from Utah State, the guard that, again, was going to be able to provide a really good depth piece for Stephen Pearl and this Auburn Tiger team in 2026. He is one of those guys that is not eligible without Colorado right now. And so you have guys like Seth Trimble. You have guys like, again, Colby King. You have Elijah Mahi from Santa Clara. You have Tavari Johnson from the College of Charleston.
Go Cougs.
You have Donovan Atwell. You have a guy like Denzel Aberdeen, who left Florida to go to Kentucky and then exhausted his eligibility and is now trying to come back to the University of Florida. You have Josh Reed at Penn State, Trey Campbell at Oklahoma. So some pretty big names, even just on the basketball side of things, and more names are going to obviously continue to be released. But again, I wanted to drop that nugget just in terms of the Auburn standpoint and how that can affect this Auburn team possibly. Again, what we know about the individual temporary restraining orders is a problem for another day, a problem for another time. But as of right now, That's who we know. I believe Keyshawn Hall is also also in this boat as well.
Yes, which I got a text during our show on the personal line from the man who helped us put all together this on the Auburn Network side, Mr. Robert Payne, who asked and wondered, does this affect Trey Taylor, the newest wide receiver for the Auburn Tigers? And I believe it does, given the fact that he was able to join because of that fifth-year injunction, and now if it's going away, barring he has a separate motion filed, sounds like he will not be a member of the Auburn Tigers coming up in about 2 weeks.
Yeah, again, so unless you have a crazy to say it like this, but unless you have a personal temporary restraining order, or if you just played in the NFL preseason, I guess those are the two things that allow you to go back and play college football. But, yeah, as of right now, Mr. Taylor is affected by this. The receiver that Auburn was able to get from Troy, again, you've seen the videos going around. Again, as of right now, we the fact that it's such an individual-by-individual base that I don't want to jump and say that, yes, he's affected, because you really have truly no idea. But from the letter of the law, the way that everything looks, you would imagine that this would affect him as well as many of the other names that you've seen around various different social media sites over the last handful of weeks.
Yeah, and it'd be one thing, again, if Trey Taylor was playing in the NFL preseason right now. You look at a couple guys that
and recorded legitimate stats.
Right. He just went out, I'm done with football. Actually, I have one more year. Versus a guy that's playing in the NFL, you try and make a preseason roster. Again, I just think it's so crazy having players and, like, teams that are scouting NFL players in college.
Scouting the guys that, ooh, we think this guy, we've heard that this guy didn't have the best training camp, so let's go ahead and get in his ear just in case he ends up making a decision to work his way back to college athletics. We'll be the first one. We'll be at the top of the charts when everything works its way into fruition.
To have an internship at a golf range like Lenora Sellers.
Hey, I mean,
real academic stuff right there, South Carolina.
I mean, you learn a lot about life. You learn a lot about academics on the golf course.
I learn a lot of bad things about myself on the golf course.
About 110 bad things?
Yeah, something like that.
Is that on a good day?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I mean, look, if we get out of the tee box without a crooked number, sometimes it's a win.
Oh, I'll choose not to speak on that side of things. But yes, again, so there's still so many questions, so many, believe it or not, there's still a lot of gray area in terms of college sports. But as of right now, those are some of the big names that have been affected by this act from Colorado that basically says that the class of 2022, those players have exhausted their eligibility. They are now back to being ineligible unless they have their own separate lawsuit, which is that is why you see guys like Tommy Castellanos still trying to pursue. Again, he officially entered the transfer portal today for whatever that means.
I mean, nobody again. Yeah, that's
Diego Pavia going to make his way back to Vanderbilt under the name Diego Davia. You never really know.
Yeah, as long as his mom stays far away from it, I might not mind it as much.
No, she would find her way on TV very, very quickly. But on the basketball side of things, not going to spend too much time on this, but I do think that it is really cool because we talked a lot about the college football video game and not diving into the weeds into the actual video game itself, but we got to spend a lot of time a couple of years ago diving into the video game coming back, and then last year being able to highlight the Auburn bands that led the soundtrack for College Football 26, and obviously playing a big factor into 27 as well. You got to hear a little bit of that actually during the video with Alex Golish when the band made their way into the meeting room because they played their version of Swag Surf, which in College Football 26 is the title sound when you open the game, which is really, really cool to think about that is the Auburn University marching band that you're going to see in Jordan-Hare Stadium on September 12th at 6:45 to kick off on the Plains. And so very excited for that. But more and more opportunities still working their way into fruition with the one of the goods of NIL, right? And that being 2K27, which I don't know, are you a 2K grinder?
I'm a 2K fan. What me and my buddies like to do is, I mean, I'm a big, like, my GM, my league. But
I can see that. Spend a lot of time.
Yeah. But what we like to do
is... salary caps?
Yes, but what we like to do is at the end of the year, we'll all get the game when it goes on discount, and you go to my team, and you... because at that point, they're giving away 99s. And, like, I had a year, I think it was 2 years ago or last year, where I would get, like, Trevor Booker, Yijin Lan, like, the most Drew Sultangia.
That's at the point where they're starting to give...
like, it's like, anyone gets a card.
Right. That, and it's, you get, like, out of position guys.
Yes.
And then, you like, have Shaq playing point guard.
Yeah, and, like, my buddy would have, like, Larry Bird, LaMelo Ball, Carmelo Anthony, and yet I'd be, like, Trevor Booker would go off for 40 in Carmelo's face, and we'd be like, this guy averaged 4 points a game. How is he a 99 overall?
But, yeah, so being able to, again, with 2K27 dropping here in just a couple of days, I believe it's September 1st, which is... I believe that's known as 2K Day around the gaming world. But in January or February, they did release that there was going to be an NCAA portion that is going to be dropping with the video game. And I'm sure that people have seen the vans and the 2K labs that have been circling Auburn, Alabama, that have been found outside of Jordan-Hare, outside of Neville Arena. And Auburn officially announced something earlier this afternoon saying that they will officially be in the game. And so we don't know at what standpoint that is quite yet, if that's going to be where you can play with the entire team, if that's just going to be you can play with certain individuals, if there's like a March Madness type of setup, because I know last year they made it to where it's like there were 13 teams that you could choose from and you got to play a certain number of games. The Coliseum was just kind of a generic looking Coliseum, but you still got to play with that jersey, that logo at center court. And so I don't think there's been too many details that have been released quite yet in terms of if Neville Arena is going to find its way into the game or if that's more so just going to be a player and individual standpoint. But I think that is really, really cool if Auburn is going to be looked at as one of those pristine brands in college basketball to where you can play either with the Tigers in some way, shape, or form here coming up in 2K27.
All I need is the opportunity to dunk on Shai Gilgeous-Alexander as Tahad Pettiford or get Buki Oboye to absolutely swat Jalen Brunson.
Or you can recreate things that happened in actual life, and that is Dylan Cardwell swatting Bronny James, because I mean everybody's always there to see Bronny James. So
I mean that's what I've been told.
That's what the Lions are built for. Even when Kentucky makes their way to town, they're there to see Bronny.
They're there to see Bronny James. They're there to see Sharif O'Neal at Texas Southern. I mean, that's kind of what the mindset is. If you're an Auburn fan, you're there to see the other team, apparently, from what the national media would tell you. But like, imagine if you could replay certain games and see if 2K agrees with every other Auburn fan and that it was a double triple.
If they made that to where you could go back and play like prestigious college moments, and what they brought back,
and we come back to the second half of the 2018 or 2019 Final Four, Auburn leads 200-7.
Yeah.
Kyle Guy fouled out in 5 minutes. How is this possible?
Yeah, it's,
I made it possible.
It's one of the classic, like, after your team gets beaten, it's like the videos of just the guy.
Hey, you know what? I will hand up one time. This is a little embarrassing, but I think it's a funny story
go to break.
Again, if I'm telling it, it doesn't matter. But, like, I got mad at some guy because he may or may not have started dating the girl I was, like, liking. And I took his favorite team, and I put 100 on him. I put 100 on them. And I'm friends with the guy now.
That'll show him.
Yeah, I was like, yes. But did it get my anger out? Yes, it did.
Moral victory. You gotta take the mini wins when you get them, even if
even
if they're not M-A-N-Y wins, they're M-I-N-I wins, and
yes.
that is the most important factor of everything. And so I'll go use Georgia Tech tonight and just run up the score on Brent Key if I ever need to. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and we'll dive into a Bleacher Report article talking about their SEC preview for the football season and how Auburn and Baylor is listed as one of the big highlight games in the non-con. We'll dive into that before we get to talk all things high school football here in hour number two. Come out and see us live at Winter Timber Outdoors right across from the mall, right next to the neighborhood Walmarts. We're out here. Fantastic giveaways all weekend long today and tomorrow. The big one-year anniversary celebration live from Winter Timber Outdoors. Come out and see us. We're back right after this here on the Friday edition of On the Line.
You're on the line with Christian Griffin and Tripp Upton. Be a part of the show by calling 334-321-1390 or text us at 334-784-1685.
Back here on the Friday edition of On the Line here on ESPN 106.7. Appreciate everybody for being here with us. He's Tripp Upton. I'm Christian Griffin, having a good time here at Winter Timber Outdoors, man, watching people just funnel in, funnel out, hands full, shopping carts full. We're also sitting here looking at all sorts of stuff, continue to work its way into the store as well. We got, some shelled corn. I was walking in and somebody was walking out with almost an entire case of it. And so it goes to show you that the hunting season is almost here. Oh, there we go. It is making its way just right out the door. So maybe package number two is being loaded onto a tailgate. Wouldn't be the worst problem to have for somebody. It won't be the worst problem for you to have either if you made your way and stopped in here. Again, fantastic discounts all throughout the stores. You look to my left, I look to my right, and again, so many of the regular prices have a slash on them. And what is that on the left side right now? I see it's $150 and now it's $80. Is that
that's a trail cam,
Is it a two-pack of trail cams?
Yeah.
But again, instead of $150, looking
at
$80.
Have you ever seen those videos? This is like probably a niche thing. It was like on TikTok back in like 2020. It was like ranking rappers, and this guy would always say Tupac as Tupac.
Oh no!
I gotta show you that. It's so fun. That just like unlocked like in Ratatouille when they had like he tries the Ratatouille and he sits up and is like, I remember my childhood.
Eyes open.
That just happened to me.
Did you know? Total side notes. I had to explain to the lady because we were eating dinner and Ratatouille came on. You know that like that was where the rats were early on. That was. That guy, the food critic, that was his grandma's house. So, like,
yes.
That was where the rat learned, or that was where Remy learned how to make the ratatouille, because it was from his grandma,
I think I did know that. I thought you were about to say that ratatouille isn't the name of the rat, and I was like, obviously it's Remy.
No, it's Remy. But, I it took me a little while to understand, and then I had to explain to the lady that, like, yeah, that's why he remembered it so much, because it was the exact same recipe that his grandma used to make when all the rats lived up in the attic.
When she had her, you know, shotgun that she probably got here for a great price.
She probably, Timber probably less than $300 off the already competitive prices here with Brody Thomas at Winter Timber Outdoors.
Look at that.
Other total. That was fantastic. That's great. Greatly done right there. Also, total side note, you can do with this what you will. But I know that people flip me off when I say that I feel old with certain things, but
as Robert walks away laughing.
But the baby for Good Luck Charlie started her senior year of high school this week.
I saw that. So that I was like, oh wow, okay.
You can do with that.
Were you a Disney? You were a Disney Channel kid?
I was a little bit of everything.
I was Cartoon Network and Nick personally. Disney XD.
I was just give me Sports Center, give me ESPN.
I mean that too, obviously.
That's all that I needed. But
when I was a kid, like cartoons, I was like 6 to 8. Number in between them, you know what I mean.
But so if you want just a reality check on a fantastic TV show from back in the day, Charlie just started her senior year of high school. Also a fantastic game going on right now in Major League Baseball. You have two of the best teams in Major League Baseball, the top two teams in the NL right now, the Braves and the Brewers. And I'll be very surprised. I'm going to knock on wood here so that way Caleb in the studio can't come at me with any sort of attack, but if there are runs scored in this game, I would be very surprised. This is Chris Sale and Jacob Mizorowski. So,
oh wow, yeah.
Two of the top arms in the National League right now. Two of the top arms in baseball with two of the top teams, two of the top offenses. And so it's just best on best right now. And Mizorowski struck out two, walked Ronald Acuna, and Chris Sale doesn't have a strikeout yet, but two down in the home half of the first. And so a fantastic series this weekend between two of the top in the National League.
Hey, if you had told me that out of either yesterday and today that there would be a no-hitter between going into the seventh inning, I would not have guessed yesterday. But that's what happened, and thanks to Jack Hutton, we could not see that happen from Grant Holmes.
No.
And if he tries to tell you differently, don't listen to him.
It's one of those things, too, and it sounds so bad to say, but, like, out of every Brave, like, do I want it to be Grant Holmes? Like,
It's like Sean Newcomb going in one out and, like, for, like, what is it?
Two outs.
Was it a perfect game or was it a
hitter? I was at the game. And
really?
Chris Taylor of the Dodgers with a single in between short and third. I was at that game. It was one of the hottest Braves games that I'd ever been to. We moved with the shade. Wherever it was, like, everybody in the stadium just kind of gravitated, and so everybody was on the first base line by the time that was done. But that was a tough memory. There are some good Braves memories in there
for sure,
the Braves in the postseason. So again, we'll continue to keep you updated more on that here as the day goes along. But before we have a minute or two, as some familiar faces make their way into Winter Timber Outdoors, as should you here this afternoon as we're celebrating their one-year anniversary, their one-year big celebration here right across from the mall, right next to the neighborhood Walmarts. Sale got out of it, by the way. Nothing heading to,
there we go.
Heading to the top half of the second inning. Bleacher Report released their SEC preview as well as some of their big predictions from the overall SEC season. And this has just about everything. This has looking at the best games. This has looking at the best quarterbacks. This has looking at the overall records. But it's talking about some of the non-conference superlatives. And just looking at this list, I mean, there's some really, really good games. And a lot of them obviously early on in the season. But you have Oklahoma, Michigan. You have Tennessee at Georgia Tech, Ohio State, Texas, Arkansas, and Utah, all on September 12th. That is all week two, which is a week that we have continued to circle. But you have Clemson at LSU, Baylor at Auburn and Atlanta, and then Louisville at Ole Miss. That's in Nashville, actually, to start week one. And so, again, shout out to some of these teams for playing some legitimate competition. I know that you have to play that power conference game, but I mean, these are teams that are trying to make a little bit of noise. And how nice is it to see that Bleacher Reports, because ESPN won't do it, they actually list Auburn as one of those really good non-conference games. They actually have Auburn projected to go 7-5 this season.
Hey, you know what? I think that is something that I think a lot of Auburn fans would welcome. And look, I appreciate the hype for going and having that Baylor-Auburn game. Again, ESPN will probably tell you, like, these are the games you don't need to watch, and because Auburn isn't going to be anything this year,
Bleacher Report disagrees, so shout out Bleacher Report.
We'll continue diving into a little bit of this Bleacher Report article before we get to give all of our coverage and plug everything for the Lee Scott Sports Network and the Auburn High Sports Network as the high school season gets underway here tonight in East Alabama. Music kicking us out of here. We dive more into this Bleacher Report article when we come back.
Halfway through hour number two, you're on the line with Auburn Opelika's sports leader, ESPN 106.7.
Okay. We continue on here on the Friday edition of On the Line. And look, we're here at Winter Timber Outdoors for 30 more minutes. Coach Don Dunn just walked in. Him and Bill Cameron are going to take the baton from us from 4 to 6. And then it's the start of high school football season. You'll be able to flip right over to AU 100.3, the kickoff show with Caleb Robertson. Christian Griffin joins him for that one. Then we get off and on the air at 6:30 on Wings 94.3. So make sure you tune in between the two. If you know, I'll give you permission if you want to switch back and forth to be able to get all the coverage we can. Make sure you listen to all the commercials you can, because we love our great sponsors at both of those places. But we are just so fired up to be kicking off the high school football season. Christian, this your second season as the voice of Lee Scott Academy, correct, for football?
Oh man, make me feel old. This is number three.
This is
year three at the academy. Yeah, I spent 2 years or a year and a half as the color commentator, and then with the changes with Jacob moving up, I was able to take over. And so yeah, spent my last 2 years and staying right here at home on AE 100.3 for the football season. We'll move over to Tiger Country 104.5 for baseball and basketball. But yeah, year three as the voice. The Warriors really looking forward to a team that is bringing a whole lot of new onto the football field. But well, you feel as if with new there comes a lot of excitement, and you feel, we'll talk a little bit about this in the pregame show, but it feels like with every single question mark there's an exclamation point to match that as well.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of new, man, that new field at Judd Scott
awesome.
Stadium, go look at what the Lee Scott Warrior Athletic account put out today. Trey Lee, phenomenal work with Christian and Caleb basically promoting that stuff. Make sure you go check that out, because it was a phenomenal video. I was telling y'all earlier, and glad to see all the work that went into that over this week get put into fruition and promote our lovely station AU 100.3 as well as the Auburn Network. But it's so nice to be back here in football season, just period, but high school football season. Again, we talked about some of the games last night with Central Thompson. Vestavia Hills, a team that Auburn fans know pretty well, took on Parker, who was a power in the old 6A. Now that they're 5A, I believe that was 32-14, the final in Vestavia Hills on their home turf. Mm. And I'm going to specify home turf. If you know, you know. But just so exciting to be back here and excited to be able to continue our coverage of all your high school stuff right here on ESPN 106.7, getting you ready for kickoff.
Yeah, really, really excited. Again, for those that haven't been tuned in all week long, Wednesday afternoons from 2 to 3 is our deep dive into the high school season. And so this week it was being able to sit with Coach Jacob Osment, Coach Keith Etheridge, and more of a preview of the season as a whole, and kind of a little bit of a deep dive into week one with Glenwood and with Hewitt Trustful. But starting next week, it'll be a lot more of the easy questions. The feel-good stories are done. It's time to really dive into what each game has to hold, what you saw well, what you didn't see well, and then, again, the immediate flip of the switch to the next opponents, especially for Lee Scott Academy, because it's a little bit different this year with just about everything being new in the AHSAA. Lee Scott doesn't have a bye week. This is 10 straight weeks of football, and then there could be upwards of two in the postseason, which is a wild thought to think about. But that'll be the first time where there's no bye week for Lee Scott Academy. So a little bit more of the higher classification arc of 7A, where you played that bye week as kind of what we used as our last week of the regular season. And so a little bit different, but, man, maybe change is good. Just maybe not the change of all the travel.
Because in that video,
I spent some time talking about where all Lee Scott has to go. And the fact that I had to move the pins all the way across the state was definitely a feeling of like, holy cow. But again, I appreciate you for shouting that out. Yeah, the new field, you called it Judge Scott Stadium as well, which is, no, I'm saying that as a compliment, because
it's more of a stadium
it
now.
It feels a lot more like a stadium. It feels a lot more, the renovations that they did, not only on the home side with the brand new press box, the field being all turf and the spirits at the 50-yard yes. line, the Jumbotron, as well as getting new seats for the roadside, sodding that. They were doing their final linings with the fence earlier this afternoon, putting Judge Scott Field on the press box. It feels a lot more like a true stadium, and I think that's the biggest compliment to everybody at Lee Scott Academy, Coach Jacob Osmond, what Coach Buster Daniel did, and all of their support as well. And so, really looking forward to being able to bring all of that again pregame. We'll talk a little bit more about it as the show wraps up here this afternoon. But excited to get things going here at 6 o'clock yes. as we're able to dive into a full extended pregame for all season long. Which again is that video that you were highlighting. It took a little bit of time to record. Spent some long nights on the football fields.
Hey, Farron, you know what? I got to say, with the new reclassification, I have to say congratulations on making the postseason.
Yeah.
No matter
who would have thought. Yeah,
who would have thought?
Thank you, sir.
Week one, you go ahead and
I'm not Brennan Soresby, but I do bet that we are going to make the postseason.
Hey, you know what? It's nice. You kind of get the Notre Dame treatment. No matter who you play, you get in the postseason.
It's basically Brandon. Notre Dame on steroids. As long as you play football games, you're going to find your way into the postseason. There's 8 teams in each division for 2A private. This is not a region game tonight. It feels like a crime to say something like that for Lee Scott and Glenwood not being a region game. But there's no way that these two teams were not going to face off. And so the fact that you get that in week one, while there still are so many question marks for both of these teams lost a lot of big-time guys. But looking at the returning production for Lee Scott Academy, I would at least say from that standpoint there's the advantage. But you know that Glenwood has so many talented guys that they were able to continue to develop and continue to use on the football field, and so should be a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, they
are coming up on Friday. Yeah, coming up here tonight. Oh gosh, 3 hours and 20 minutes until Toe meets Leather. So a crazy, crazy thought. Look at that, Dwight Clay. That's on air math, baby.
Yeah, I mean it's exciting for that one again. It's so crazy that's not a region game because. Like, obviously it does mean something. I'm not going to say that's not by this next statement, but if you were to do what Ben Russell and Mae Jamison had happen last night, I don't know if you saw this, where they had to suspend the game after lightning and they never restarted, or because like a power outage in the stadium.
And they just decided to can it?
Yeah. Mm. Effectively, you could do the same thing tonight and it would not affect either team in the regular, and there's outside of just like, okay, there's 9 games instead mm-hmm. of 10. Maybe in a tie scenario, because you already made the playoffs, it doesn't matter. But it does matter. It's orange v. blue and red. Mm-hmm. It's the Gators v. the Warriors. It's the spear versus the chop. And that just means something around these parts in East Alabama.
Yeah.
I've called it the most underrated rivalry in Eastern Alabama. I truly believe that. And I'm excited for y'all. I'll be at least trying to... Maybe not tune in, but I know you'll be sending me score updates and getting me informed.
Hopefully a lot of score updates.
Yes, specifically for one team.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it's not, then just, you know what? If it's silence, it's silence. That happens.
The power went out.
The power went out. The construction wasn't done yet. I don't know if you follow one of the Braves fan pages, like Braves Today or something. They post like the MARTA bus covering the scoreboard.
Yes.
That is what we'll see for the final score graphic, but I don't think that's going to happen. I think Lee Scott, I love Brooke Zachary in that run game. I think he's going to be phenomenal. And if this defense can continue to be elite under Coach Osmond and kind of some of the new staff that he's bringing in or calling up to a bigger role, I think that you guys got a good chance.
Yeah, it's going to be, again, a lot of fun. Looking into the 2A division real quickly, I do want to get back into this Bleacher Report article here in just a moment. It is also crazy. Again, we just talked about the Braves and the Brewers being underway and being done with the first. They're already into the third. So it goes to show you, again, the two arms on the mound for the Bravos and the Brewers. But, yeah, 8 teams in each division, so all 8 will make the playoffs, and 1 will play 8, 2 will play 7, and so on and so forth. So if you're in the top 4, you get a first-round host, which is a really, really cool feat. Lee Scott Academy was able to make the AHSAA postseason for the first time ever in their second second year in the AHSAA last year, and not only make the postseason, but host in the postseason, and won their final game at Judd Scott Fields, beating Hale County. Yeah. And so, again, looking to build off of that, but a very new look for the for Judd Scott Field, but hopefully some same success making their way back to Academy Drive. And I know real quickly on the Auburn High side of things, offense still looks relatively the same. I mean, you have the captain and Kaysen Myers leading the way. I mean, you got to feel confident in what this offense is going to move down the field.
Yeah, I mean, Kaysen Myers is phenomenal. This is really the first, if you've listened to the season preview with Jack Hutton, I'd highly recommend you do that. But if you have not, but if you have, you heard Coach Ether talk about this, the first offseason that Kaysen's been healthy. He's had some issues in the back and the shoulder throughout his time at Auburn and coming into Auburn from Pike Road. And this was the big offseason for him. The Arkansas commit, J.J. King at the running back spot. Jeremiah Owens is a guy that a lot of people have circled as like, okay, this guy could be a guy that could get some carries. Offensive line returns a lot. Receivers, they've rebuilt this receiver room. You look at, yes, Josh Askew was a phenomenal wide receiver. You bring in Quez Johnson, a guy in ECU, I believe he does have some D1 looks. He comes over from, I believe, either Valley, Beauregard, or Lynette, one of those three schools off the top of my head. But he is phenomenal. It is just the size on this team. And the defense, it's a Scott Goolsby coach defense. It's going to be good. Hewitt Trussell, they play fast. They play disciplined. It's going to be a fight tonight between two top 11 teams in the state of Alabama. But myself, Jack Hutton, Rob Pate will have that all for you on Wings 94.3. And we are excited to continue to get towards this high school football season.
Yeah, high school football season, college football season, all of the above. And do want to be able to hit on this for a few more minutes before we take our final break and pass it over to Bill Cameron and Coach Don Dunn for the drive as they count you down and take you towards the weekend. Looking at Bleacher Report, we talked about Auburn getting a little bit of love, talking about some of the non-conference games. They also have their projected standings, and Auburn kind of sits right in the middle, projected by Bleacher Report to go 7-5, 4-5 in conference play. And the idea that, again, we've now hit that point in college football, for better or for worse, where many people sit there and go, okay, Auburn's win total is 6.5. But does 7 even feel like good. A good number? I'm here to tell you the answer is yes.
I mean, again, it's I'd rather have 7 as the first number than 7 as the second number, and that's what we've had since COVID. I mean, it is a 7-5. I know it's such a – I'm not going to say a loser mentality because you do have to walk a little bit before you run, and if you go, okay, it's 7-5, you win the games you're supposed to, which we have not seen at Auburn in the previous administration, honestly, the administration before that, since Gus Malzahn was the head coach, you win the games you're supposed to, and then if you give me one.
You put yourself in an opportunity to yes.
Where the team, even if a team wins on either at their place or in Jordan-Hare Stadium, it was, man, that was a fight. This team is different. There's something happening here, and Coach Golish will continue to bring in his guys, and all of a sudden, Auburn could be getting looks at, like, in the top 25 coming into next season. You start it in Atlanta against Baylor, and again, just take care of what you're supposed to. That is something that we haven't seen and we need to see more of.
The idea that you can sit there and go, man, this team just found a way to beat us. This team found a way to make a couple of more plays, but it not be, gosh, we had every single chance, and Auburn lost this football game. The other team didn't win it. Auburn just simply gave it to them. You feel like that's been the most frustrating part of everything over the last handful of years. Looking at Bleacher Reports, the Texas Longhorns are atop their list, projected to go 11-1. They have them going undefeated in the regular season, or undefeated in Southeastern Conference play, rather. I'm guessing that one loss would be to Ohio State then.
It could be to UTSA.
Yeah, again, could be a sleeper upset pick right there. Georgia and Ole Miss tied at second, for both going 10-2, 7-2 in conference play. Right. But the but this projection has Ole Miss beating Georgia in the regular season, to where Ole Miss would then go play the University of Texas in Atlanta, where they have Texas beating Ole Miss, but both of those teams very comfortably in the playoffs. They have Texas A&M and LSU both going 9-3, 6-3 in conference play. Oklahoma going 8-4. South Carolina going 8-4,
wow.
Going 5-4. the Alabama Crimson Tide going 8-4, 5-4. The Tennessee Volunteers also at 8-4, 5-4. If those four teams tied at the top half of the SEC at 8-4 and 5-4 in conference play of Oklahoma, South Carolina, Alabama, and Tennessee, and then you have Auburn still getting seven games in there as well, there may be absolute turmoil here in the state of Alabama.
You cannot tell me, and I think that I'll get to your point in a minute, but looking at that, what sticks at me, find me a second loss on Georgia's schedule. Genuinely. Like, I think they split Oklahoma and Alabama, and I think they honestly could win both. Like, I think they were the best team in the SEC. I don't think they lose both, especially, like, I just don't see that, especially if you are Kirby Smart, you return a veteran quarterback. Yeah, you're retooling some of your weapons and some of your defense, but the secondary is intact. I think they have the best defense in the SEC.
It's almost like Vegas knows something. With their win total at 9.5, it's almost like they know.
I can't. You can't tell me that Georgia three games is crazy. They're not losing three games this season. But Alabama, if Alabama was only a game above Auburn, and that game effectively would be the Iron Bowl. Oh my goodness, it would be insane, especially tied with South Carolina. That would be very impressive. Looking at some other teams, you have Vanderbilt finishing 5-7, Kentucky 3-9, not a big year 1-4. Will Stein, Mississippi State 3-9, probably getting rid of Jeff Lebby at that point. Especially, I mean, he gets a SEC win, but not by much. Arkansas 2-10, not enough aura to help Coach Ryan Silverfield get an SEC win.
And that starts with North Alabama.
I mean, go ahead and chalk them up to 1-11, guys. I don't know.
Hey, maybe that was one of the losses already in there.
Oh, true, but they beat Utah?
Yes. That would be probably the Silverfield. That would be the Arkansas
win. That would be the most Arkansas thing. But you know what? I'm glad, Christian. I want your thoughts on this. Florida at 6-6.
Yeah.
Somebody in this world, finally, hallelujah, thinks that the Auburn Tigers are better than the Florida Gators, because I've heard the exact opposite from every single other person in the media this summer.
Yeah, there's been very few people that sit there and say, you know what, I think Auburn's going to have an above-average year, above what they're supposed to do year, and Florida's going to have a lower win total than they're projected. It doesn't happen too often, and maybe that's the deciding game between those two foes in Week 3 under the lights inside Jordan-Hare Stadium.
Yeah, I mean, especially you look at, like, Auburn's got a better quarterback. I think Auburn has a better running game. I think Auburn has, I think Florida and Auburn have very similar wide receiver rooms. The trenches is one thing to watch, and I think Auburn's got a better defense. You're going to tell me that every single other person thinks Florida's a playoff team, is a team that's going to walk into Jordan-Hare Stadium under the lights and just dog walk Auburn? I just don't see that happening, unfortunately, and I'm glad to see someone else agrees that Florida is not this world-beater dark horse of the college football playoff.
We'll take a break. We'll come back, and we will wrap up our content here on the line. Live from Winter Timber Outdoors, we will pass the baton to Bill Cameron, Coach Don Dunn here, and they will continue our fantastic coverage as we continue to count you down to the start of high school football season with Lee Scott Academy and Auburn High School. We'll tell you more about that when we come back and wrap up our edition of the Friday edition of On the Line right after this.
You are on the line with Christian Griffin and Trip Upton on ESPN 106.7, ESPNAU.com, and on the Radio Alabama app.
Wrapping up the Friday edition of On the Line here on ESPN 106.7. He is Trip Upton. I'm Christian Griffin. We appreciate everybody for being here with us, whether that's on the radio side of things, the streaming side of things, or making your way here in person at Winter Timber Outdoors. Man, having a fantastic time. We're just off the right side of the entrance as soon as you walk in. I won't say the exit because you never walk out of here. You continue to find more and more stuff, and it's a fantastic problem to have. But here celebrating Winter Timber Outdoors' big one-year anniversary celebration. Wild to think that it's already been a year since we've been here in this very spot. But again, a major shout out, a big time thank you to Brody Thomas over there. I see him in the corner. What's he putting up right there? Can't tell exactly what that is over there. It looks like he's hanging up some bags.
I think it's some shoot bags like what you put over.
Oh, heard. Yeah. Okay. Nice little logo on them as well. But
I know. A great logo at Winter Timber Outdoors, by the way.
Definitely.
Just like the orange bird, I think it is, and it's a good one. It's like right next to me. I could just look at it. Yeah, no, that's phenomenal. So
it's great to see them. It's great to partner with them. They've been so great with us here at On the Line, even since I've been here. I know over the full year of business, they've been great, and we're really looking forward to what they can be in the near future. Hopefully get Brody on, talk some volunteer football, talk some Jacksonville football, or Jacksonville State football, and really continue to build a partnership and a good friendship as well.
Yeah, music about to kick us out of here in about a minute or so. My friend, plug everything that you got on the Auburn High Sports Network here tonight.
All right. 6:30, we go live. Wings 94.3 Classic Hits. Jack Hutton, the voice of the Auburn High Tigers, the alumni, is going to be moving into play-by-play. Rob Pate, all SEC safety. He continues as color analyst. Myself, I'm going to be doing the pregame, halftime, postgame, jack-of-all-trades kind of guy. And so we'll be there talking about Auburn and Hewitt Trustwell. Again, Wings 94.3 or on the Radio Alabama app under the Auburn High Sports Network. And we're excited. If you're not going to be there, tune into Wings 94.3 or tune into AU 100.3. Christian, plug what you have.
Yeah, AU 100.3, auhits.com, that Radio Alabama app, Lee Scott Academy, Glenwood, the 45th edition of what we have self-claimed Bedlam in the backyard.
Okay.
That's what you need right there. The 45th edition, Judd Scott Field. If you're not there, be over at the Duck. If you can't be there, Wings 94.3, AU 100.3. Again, auhits.com, that Radio Alabama app, the Facebook and YouTube live stream up in there as well. Appreciate everybody for being here with us live from Winter Timber Outdoors. Bill Cameron, Don Dunn, taking you the rest of the way to the weekend. He's Trip Upton. I'm Christian Griffin. We appreciate everybody for being here with us. Sports are so much better with an opinion. Whether you love them, whether you hate them, we're back on Monday to talk all about them, and we hope you'll be there to join us.